This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project, with you bi-ithnillahi ta'ala for a bite-sized Ramadan reminder. Brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, the month of ukhuwa, the month of brotherhood. Brothers and sisters, the month in which when somebody makes an issue, somebody wants to fight, somebody wants to argue, somebody is being foolish, how do we respond? What do we say? We say, inni sa'im, I am fasting, and you walk away. You leave the matter. Whoever leaves off argumentation when he is correct, when he is right, he leaves it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then for him is a palace in the middle of paradise. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the noble Quran, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. Verily the believers, they are brothers. Our Rasul, our Habib, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, did he not say that the example of the Muslims, the Ummah, is like one body? When the leg is at pain, then the rest of the body is also in grief. When the arm is paining, the rest of the body is also in pain. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, this month of Ramadan, for us to renew our connection with the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let us leave off my group and my this and my that and these people and that. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the cement and the bond of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, it's stronger than anything else. It's stronger than anything else. Your father, your mother, your son, if they are not Muslim, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, your brother Muslim, then in reality is closer to you than your own father, than your own mother who gave birth to you, if she is not upon Al-Islam. The brotherhood of humanity still applies upon them, but the brotherhood of Al-Islam does not. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when it came to this month of Ramadan, how many advices he gave for us to protect our fast, and especially with regards to our tongue. Brothers and sisters, you are Muslim before everything else. You are Muslim before you are Hanafi or Shafi'i or Sufi or Qadri or Salafi or this or that. You are Muslim first. And what's the definition of a Muslim? Your definition, my definition, Salim Ahmed? No, rather what was the definition of our Rasul, our Habib, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? His definition was al-Muslim man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. The Muslim is he who other Muslims are safe from his hand and they are safe from his tongue. Subhanallah. In this month of Ramadan, we are not eating the good food, we're not eating the burger, we're not eating this, we're not eating that, we're not eating whatever it might be. But subhanallah, how wrong it would be if we were eating the flesh of our brothers and sisters. How unfortunate it would be for myself if I'm eating the flesh of my brothers and sisters who are righteous, who are pious, who are subhanallah from amongst the ulama and the du'at and the mujahideen and the orphans, subhanallah, those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or from amongst the widows. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, you're talking about her like this and talking about her like that, but in reality, her maqam with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on such a level and such a close level. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Brothers and sisters, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to the companion, Mu'adh, he says, kuffa alayka hadha, hold this back. Hold what back? Hold your tongue. Hold your tongue, subhanallah. Ya Rasulullah, will people be punished with regards to what they say? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسِ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. And will people not be flung into the hellfire except due to what they earned with their tongues? Brothers and sisters, protect yourself, Brothers and sisters, protect your fast. Brothers and sisters, protect your siyam, protect your deen. We do not want to come on Yawm al-Qiyamah and we have the sins of others on our backs. We are already bogged down enough with our own sins. We don't need to be bankrupt by taking the sins of others and putting on our back. We don't need to be bankrupt by taking our good deeds and giving it away to others. Brothers and sisters, take care. Brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan is a madrasa for us to train ourselves, for us to train and restrain that tongue, subhanAllah. We are staying away from the halal. What about the haram that we are supposed to be staying away from at all times? You had the Zahiri scholars, the literalist scholars, Ibn Hazm and others. They were of the opinion that if somebody backbites in the month of Ramadan, then his fast is nullified. Why? Because Allah said in the noble Quran, you are eating the flesh of your brother. Subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, be careful, be wary. Yes, majority of the ulama state that your fast is still valid, but you are sinful. But why do we even want to put ourselves in such a position? Allahumma musta'in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and understanding. Brothers and sisters, the matter of ukhuwa, the matter of brotherhood. It might not be possible for me to unite all the Muslims around the globe on one page, one way of thinking. But I do have the ability to prevent my hands, prevent my pen, prevent my tongue from adding to the strife. Preventing myself from adding oil to the fire, adding salt to the wound, subhanAllah. As has been said, do not let that which is outside of your ability prevent you from doing that which is within your ability. You don't need to add to the problem. You also don't need to be a person who is active in the division, active in the strife, active in the argumentation and the fighting, subhanAllah. As a brother, he said recently, when some were talking about, is this group within Ahlus Sunnah? Is that group within Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah? That brother is outside of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So he said to those brothers, that how many people have you brought to Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah? How many people have you added to Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah? You've not done, but what you're wasting your time with is this one's out and that one's out. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we need to get a wake up. We need to have a wake up. We need to wake up, subhanAllah, with regards to these matters. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we are but one body. And if one looks at the Muslim globe, if one looks around the globe, the Muslim countries, you find one place after the other. Forget the Muslim countries, even in the Western countries, Muslim minorities going through extremely tough times. As somebody said, being a Muslim in this age is not an easy matter. Brothers and sisters, we need to come together. We need to leave off those subsidiary matters. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, the month of Ramadan and the month of Ukhuwa, for verily, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. The believers, they are brothers to one another. May Allah grant us khair and barakah. May Allah grant us understanding. May Allah grant us tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to unite. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to be mature enough to understand that they are subsidiary matters and they are fundamental matters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to see the forest from the trees. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.